You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors who care for people with cancer. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional medical care and is not intended for use in the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions. Guests on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. The mention of any product, service, organization, activity, or therapy should not be construed as an ASCO endorsement. Cancer research discussed in this podcast is ongoing, so the data described here may change as research progresses. The 2019 World Conference on Lung Cancer was held September 7th to 10th in Barcelona, Spain. In this podcast, Dr. Vamsidhar Velchetti will discuss a study presented at this meeting that looked at the effects of a new drug targeting a specific genetic change or mutation in some people with non-small cell lung cancer. Dr. Velchetti is Associate Professor and Director of Thoracic Medical Oncology at NYU Langone's Perlmutter Cancer Center. He is a member of the Cancer.net editorial board and is also the recipient of a 2012 Young Investigator Award and a 2015 Career Development Award from Conquer Cancer, the ASCO Foundation. Dr. Velchetti has no relationships to disclose related to this drug. ASCO would like to thank Dr. Velchetti for discussing this topic.
Hi, this is Vamsi Velchetti. I'm the director for the Thoracic Medical Oncology Program at NYU Langone Hospital. And it's my pleasure to discuss an abstract presented at the World Lung Cancer Conference in 2019 in Barcelona. And the abstract I'd like to discuss is treatment with Amgen 510, Amgen 510, which is a highly selective, potent KRAS G12C inhibitor. This was data presented by Dr. Ramaswamy Govindan at the World Lung Cancer Conference in Barcelona in 2019. So KRAS G12C or KRAS mutations in lung cancer are the most common driver oncogenic mutations. And in fact, KRAS G12C was one of the first driver oncogenic mutations that was identified in non-small cell lung cancer. However, despite of several efforts to target KRAS G12C with multiple different drugs, we have failed to develop an effective targeted therapy option for patients with KRAS mutations. And this is very much unlike, you know, other mutations like EGFR, ALK, ROS, RET. So these mutations have a lot of treatment options for patients with targeted therapy, but unfortunately, that's not the case for KRAS mutation positive lung cancer patients. And KRAS G12C inhibitors like the Amgen 510 have showed us a way forward in terms of developing more effective targeted therapy treatments. So this abstract presented by Dr. Ramaswamy Govindan at World Lung Cancer Conference is a phase one trial of AMG 510. And in this study, they enrolled all types of solid tumors and predominantly colorectal cancer and lung cancer patients with a specific subtype of KRAS mutations called KRAS G12C. That is a KRAS mutation in the codon G12C. And in this study, they have seen very promising activity, anti-tumor activity in patients with non-small cell lung cancer, especially harboring KRAS G12C mutations. So out of the 76 patients that were enrolled in the study, 34 patients were patients with non-small cell lung cancer harboring KRAS G12C mutation. And out of these 34 patients, they were patients treated in the dose escalation part of the phase one study, meaning they were evaluating the safety of the drug at low doses and they were escalating the dose in patients. And there were 15 patients in the study that were treated at the maximum dose that was planned for the study, which was the 960 milligram dose. So out of the 34 patients that were enrolled in the study, 34 patients with non-small cell lung cancer, most of the patients were heavily pretreated with at least two lines of prior treatments, and they were refractory to prior treatments. So of the 34 patients treated with AMG 510, nearly half of the patients had a partial response to treatment. And this is a significant advancement in terms of targeted therapy for KRAS mutant lung cancers. In previous studies with other agents, we have not seen such dramatic responses. And a majority of these responses have been confirmed responses. And the study is very early, and the data presented so far was only from the phase 1 trial, and there are more patients being enrolled in the ongoing phase 2 trial with the Amgen 510 in patients with KRAS G12C mutations. And most importantly, this drug seems to be fairly well tolerated with relatively few treatment-related adverse events. And most of the adverse events were like grade 1 and 2, with the most common adverse events being diarrhea, nausea, and one case of anemia. But it has a substantially better safety profile than most other chemotherapy options for patients. So this is a very encouraging study, and we are all looking forward to more of these drugs targeting KRAS G12C, and certainly excited to see these early results, and hopefully we'll see more further validation of these exciting early findings in subsequent phase 2 trials. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Velchetti. Learn more about lung cancer at www.cancer.net/lung. And if this podcast was useful, please take a minute to subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. This Cancer.net podcast is part of the ASCO Podcast Network, a collection of 9 programs covering a range of educational and scientific content, offering insight into the world of cancer care. We're interested in your opinions about your preferred podcast format and content offerings, so we hope you'll take a few minutes to take our listener survey. Visit podcast.asco.org to find a link to the survey and help shape the future of the ASCO Podcast Network. Cancer.net is supported by Conquer Cancer, the ASCO Foundation, which funds breakthrough research for every type of cancer, helping patients everywhere. To help fund Cancer.net and programs like it, donate at conquer.org/support.